فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فيقول هاؤم اقرءوا كتابيه إني ظننت أني ملاق حسابيه فهو في عيشة راضية في جنة عالية قطوفها دانية كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية وأما من أوتي كتابه بشماله فيقول يا ليتني لم أوت كتابيه ولم أدر ما حسابيه يا ليتها كانت القاضية ما أغنى عني مالية هلك عني سلطانية خذوه فغلوه ثم في سلسلة ذرعها 70 ذراعا إنه كان لا يؤمن بالله العظيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فليس له اليوم هاهنا حميم ولا طعام إلا من غسلين لا يأكله إلا الخاطئون.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه والولاه. First, I would like to make dua for Sister Khayba and Sister Fatima. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them both Jannah al-Firdaws. Ameen. May Allah shower them with mercy and forgiveness. May Allah rid them of any sin, any shortcomings, any flaws, any error, any intended and non-intended sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them among those who are admitted to paradise and Jannah al-Firdaws in this beautiful month of Ramadan. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken them back in a beautiful time, a beautiful month, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to also beautify the hearts of their families who are left behind and to grant them the strength and the resilience to cope and to make the best out of this difficult calamity. My brothers and my sisters, khayr al-kalami ma qalla wa dalla, the best of speech is that which is precise and limited and purposeful and to the point. And inshallah we'll keep it as that. Imagine my brothers and my sisters, you are on a journey. Imagine you're driving to your destination and you decide to take a stop at a gas station to refuel. You decide to take a stop at a restaurant to get some energy, or you decide to take a stop at a hotel just to get enough rest so you can continue on your journey. This is this dunya. It is a pit stop. It is a pit stop and a limited, a very short stop when you compare it to the final destination, the eternal home, the abode that is waiting for us. And unfortunately, some of us, we forget that this dunya is just a stop. We start treating this dunya as our eternal, final, and sometimes our only home. And we forget about the akhirah. So I want you to imagine if someone stops at a hotel, or stops at a restaurant, or stops at a restroom to rest, to relieve himself or herself. And then that person starts decorating the walls and changing the carpets and getting a better and a bigger TV for that area. You would think that person is not making use in the best of way his or her wealth. You would think that person is mismanaging their wealth. And unfortunately, we as Muslims mismanage our time, our effort, إلا ما رحم ربي. Many of us do. And if we really think of our final destination as Jannah, dunya becomes insignificant. The only significance dunya holds is the fact that it is the fuel to get to the final destination. That is the significance of dunya. Other than that, in itself, intrinsically, it's not significant. And so I remind you, my brothers and my sisters, of the ayat in which Qarun himself is reminded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the people around Qarun told him, وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا، وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك، ولا تبغ الفساد في الأرض، إن الله لا يحب المفسدين. Use whatever Allah has given you in this dunya as an investment into your hereafter. وابتغ فيما أتاك الله الدار الآخرة. ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا. You should be so focused on the akhirah that you have to be reminded, don't forget dunya, don't forget dunya. But now it's the opposite. We're so focused on dunya that we have to be reminded, don't forget the akhirah, don't forget the final destination. But it should be the opposite. A Muslim should have to be, or should be reminded, don't forget your dunya. ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك. And be good, give back as Allah has given you. Be excellent in everything that you have as Allah has given you the opportunity to receive His excellence. وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغي الفساد في الأرض. And don't cause mischief, corruption, injustice in the land, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like those who cause corruption, mischief, and injustice. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who receive His forgiveness in this month of Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us all in Jannat al-Firdaws, Ya Rabbi Ameen. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower the sisters, Sister Fatima, Bukhari, and Sister Khaybar, Sultana, with the best in Akhirah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate them in His ranks. May Allah forgive them, shower them with His mercy, and allow them again to be admitted into Jannat al-Firdaws, Ya Rabbi Ameen. May Allah give their families the strength and the patience to cope and the resilience to be able to make the best out of the situation and any situation that may be seemingly, apparently difficult and challenging. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to make the best out of those situations. Again, the two bodies will be taken to